So direct experience. You know, they're extraordinary. One can study Sufism for years and read, plunge into amazing texts and be awed by the depth of knowledge. But we must apply it, and not only apply it, we must taste it. So taste is actually a concept of Sufism. It's called dhauk, and it's that we taste life through these experiences. We taste God, really. Ultimately, it's really tasting God, drops of God, in different ways, different experiences, different levels. So, as I was saying earlier, just addressing you on the bench, what saying that, you know, it came to me through listening to His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, speaking of the relation of Vajrayana Buddhism to Buddhism, that the same relation holds between Sufism and Islam, that it's really a deepening of knowledge and a deepening of our experience of reality also. So we become real. To become real is part of the way that we become real, because we live in a conventional way. If we live in our conventional mind, which most of us do, we live on the surface, even though we still exist on all those other levels, but we're not conscious of them. So by undertaking a mystic path, you become real. So this is another important aspect of Sufism, is that it's a translation of your experience. It's an understanding. So sometimes we might think, you know, well, I'm not having extraordinary experiences, and therefore, you know, it's not happening, I'm not on the path. But the key is to seeing that all experience is extraordinary, but we have to feel it and recognize it as for what it is, which is a divine experience. And so that's another, I would say, in a sense, a more subtle aspect, and maybe that's something that certain Sufi teachers put more emphasis on than others. You know, there are certain Sufi lineages that actually almost intentionally go about creating like unusual, out of the ordinary, intense experiences, whereas the real thing is right here all the time. And so other teachers more point to what is already here. And it's a more subtle approach, let's say. And we become sensitive through partaking in a mystic community. And by becoming sensitive, we vibrate with a divine vibration, and then our eyes open and our ears open, our heart opens, and we see what immensity we are living in and who's here all the time. So that's, I would describe that as the real path to Sufism. It's that the opening of our being to say yes. So just to give you a little bit of orientation, this for the students and for those who haven't come before. So you'll see, we'll chant certain things out of the book, and then we will at some moment go into the, really the, how do you call it, the heart mantra or the heart, what we call zikr, which is la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And that's what we're going to repeat. And it's la ilaha illallah. Can I hear you say that, the students? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. You're no longer just observers, you know? That's it. You came to plunge in. You came for the experience.
The meaning is...
The meaning. So literally, the meaning is la ilaha. There are no other powers, no other realities, no other gods or supreme beings, but the one supreme reality. Calling itself by countless names, of course. But in this tradition, it calls itself Allah through Holy Quran and many other names, though. Rahman, which is the all-compassionate and merciful. Rahim, the intensely loving. Ghafar, the forgiver. Nur, the light. So many, many, many names emanate from the one source. And every tradition has its particular names. But it's in this tradition, it said the name which gathers all the names is Allah. So it's an all-inclusive name. So la ilaha illallah. No realities, no separate powers apart from the one reality. And then inwardly, the dervishes will be reciting Muhammad Rasulullah. So Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah. That's what we say. And Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. One reality alone exists, and Muhammad is the messenger of that reality. Now, this tradition also says there are 124,000 messengers. So Muhammad is not the only messenger, but some call him the culminating messenger. Some call him the messenger who confirms all the sacred paths. So this is not... almost in that sense, like a separate, it's a confirming knowledge. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Then we will go simply into Allah and invoke Allah, 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 Allah. And then the third name that we will recite sitting down is Hu. So Hu is said to be name of essence, essence of all, essence of reality, Hu. Or sometimes it's used as the pronoun, you know, Hu, but without gender, although usually it's translated he, but it's incorrect, actually. So it's a pronoun in the sense of that one, Hu, 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 Hu. It can also be said to be the breath, the divine breath, the breath of Allah, Hu, and the breath of the human being, and the breath that was blown into the human being, blown into Adam in pre-eternity, and really the breath that is blown into each one of us continuously. So those are the three names. They're very simple. And I would encourage you to just to plunge in. Don't feel shy, just plunge in. Because the only one who's looking is Allah. The only one who's really looking. No one's seen us, really, but Allah. And we begin also by offering a prayer, a chanted prayer of blessings on the Prophet. And we will offer prayers of blessings upon all the messengers and holy people in all the sacred traditions. And we will invoke them tonight. So when we sit in zikr, we really, our hearts are opened and connected. That they're always connected, but in a way that connection is highlighted in the zikr to our source, to the angelic beings, subtle beings, the holy ones from every path. Because the holy hearts have no boundary, no separation. So we are in a universal company as we sit in zikr. And we are with all those who are living, all those who've passed away, all those yet to come, all the souls that are destined for this creation. So let's feel that. It's very important to feel that. We are with those who are suffering, those who are being born, those who are passing away. This is all happening in the middle of our zikr circle. And we ask for blessings to shower and fill every human soul.